In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we heard the gospel as the Lord was walking and two blind people were coming after him and were shouting to him to help them. And finally the Lord walks into the house and they go right into it and appear to the Lord. And the Lord says, "What do you want me to do?" And they said, we want you to heal us. And the Lord says, "Well, if you have the faith that I can do it, do you have the faith?" And he said, "Yes." Then he says, "All right, you be healed." And he heals them, my beloved. And there has been brought a possessed man that couldn't talk. He was numb and dumb. He couldn't speak any word. And the Lord had cast out the demons out of him, and he was able to immediately to speak. And the people were so astonished and said, "It never was heard that such miracles were happening before in Israel." And but the Pharisees immediately started to say, "Oh, he does the casting out of the demons through the power of the prince of the devil, Beelzebub." And of course, they did that because there is so much jealousy that the people followed the Lord, and instead of following them, as they used to, because they used to be the leaders of the people, and they always felt that they were that they were above everybody, and that they were their teachers, my beloved. The Lord had also told the blind man not to go and tell to anybody what he did. Why did he do that? Because they didn't quite listen to that. They went and spread the word all around. But he did it to show us humility. So we will not brag about any things, good things that we do, my beloved. And today we also celebrate Saint Sisoya, the Great. He was a monk that had also gotten the gifts of healing, and then he even resurrected a dead man. But he followed the example of the Lord that taught us humility. And he said to the man that was the father of the son that he resurrected, not to tell anybody until after he's dead. And this is what the saints have done. They didn't want any glory here on this earth. And they healed and they did all kinds of miracles, but they tried to keep it a secret because they couldn't. Because the people would still go around and tell the people that there is a saint and can do all kinds of things like that. My beloved, was today's apostles, we heard also that the apostles tell us to carry the burdens of each other and not to live for ourselves but to live for others, and to, when we see somebody in trouble, try to help them, get them out of the trouble, not judge them, but just to get them quickly, as help them to get out of this trouble. And again, repeat myself, not live for ourselves, but live for our neighbors, and to have the love for them. That's what love calls to do, my beloved. You and me have to learn to live according to gospel. But how can we live according to gospel if we very seldom read the gospel or the epistles? We should read it on a daily basis, and we should do what the Lord commands us to do and live according to His Spirit. Our mind has to think like the God's, like the Lord Jesus Christ's mind. This is what He says in the Apostles are saying to us, that we no longer should have the worldly mind, but we have to have the mind of the gospel, the mind of the holy saints. My beloved, let's work harder to try to carry the burdens of each other and never get aggravated people get mad at each other when we see something is wrong, and when somebody crosses us or does something wrong to us, we don't react in aggravation and anger, but we react in peaceful calmness, and we try to pray for them immediately, that the enemy will step aside and not bother them anymore, and pray for their salvation and for their improvement, and for them not to become trapped by the enemy. Because when the enemy gets into any human being, then what happens? Irritation. From irritation comes anger, and then all kinds of words can come out of the mouth of hatred and blasphemies and all that, and that's the cause of that the devil entered already the heart. So we have to pray very hard for all those that we see can flare up like that through the prompting of the enemy. We have to try to find the peace in our heart, the peace that is given to us by the Holy Spirit, the peace that shows that we have the love for the Lord and we're not losing sight of Him. And when we keep our heart and our sight on the Lord, then the enemy cannot approach us. And no matter what he does, how he tries, he cannot. And so he has to flee, my beloved. Let's learn to have that beginning of wisdom, the fear of God, so that we'll know that the presence of God is always with us. And then we will not dare to do anything against His rules and against His commandments. Because that, of course, we have to love Him. And we can't have the memory of Him if we don't love Him. So we have to love Him. Let's work on it. Let's work on it more and more, so that we'll acquire the love for the Lord more than the love for ourselves, the body, or more than the love for anybody that's a body. We have to do what the Lord commands us, and this is, we have to search for the kingdom of heaven. We have to look for the kingdom of heaven, and if we do that, then everything else that we needed is given to us. The Lord will take care of us, as He always does. May God bless you.